We're live. All right. Hey, John. Week 3. Narf. Hudson. What's up?
How's it going? You're not going to be camera on for this?
Do you want to go camera on?
Not really. But
I'm just, yeah, neither do I. The only one that makes me go camera on is Noah. You ate up most of our podcast time on a stupid work call, first of all. You're like 20 minutes late.
You pushed us 15 minutes to begin with, though, so I took another call. So really, it's your fault, I think.
So you added a call because I pushed us 15 minutes, or the call you were already going to be on just ran late?
I did a post brief on the call. You know, I had like a smaller group to bitch about the third person on the call. You know how it goes.
Because I was like, because I got to stop at 5 o'clock. So this is going to be legitimately not.
All right, all right. We don't need to talk about my work call then. What do you want to talk about?
I was like 2 minutes away. I was 2 seconds away from posting on the group meet if anyone wanted to do an emergency podcast.
Oh, no.
I'm going to lead with great news, like great news. But you're going to have to guess. You're going to have to guess who it's from. So like 2 hours ago, I'm having like an average work day, which means it sucks because like an average work day is bad in my job. And like 2 hours ago, I get an email from a league member. You have to guess who it is. No content email. All it is a subject line. I'd go to Wildwood again.
Lionel?
Nope.
Yoni?
Yoni's a good guess. It's probably the most pivotal person to a successful Wildwood.
Randall?
It is Randall.
Oh, wow. That is correct. That's who she would be. Yeah.
Yeah. Like 2 hours ago, nothing else. Just I'd go to Wildwood again. So Randall, you are in. Hudson, are you in?
Yeah, I went to Wildwood in 2023. I'm still in. Yeah, I'm happy to go again.
Okay, so you're only 1 year removed. So why didn't you go this year?
I kind of semi-retired from Frisbee. And Wildwood at like 33 felt old. I don't know how you guys are going to feel. I felt pretty old there.
Well, according to Moose, it was your birthday this week. How old are you now?
I am 35.
Okay, you're 35. Yeah, I mean... First, I have no idea how old I was last time I went to Wildwood. When's the last time we all went as entire band? It's like pre-kids, I think.
Yeah, I don't think anybody had kids.
So like, I'm going to guess the last time I went was like 30 or 31. So yeah, I don't know what it'd be like to be a 35-year-old.
I mean, a girl on my team, I opened the drawer of like the shared hotel dresser and she just had a huge bag of Coke. And I was like, this is not the vibe that I'm looking for a beach frisbee weekend. But
I mean, maybe that should have been the vibe you should have been looking for at a beach frisbee weekend. What team were you on?
It was like New York people and some Pittsburgh people. It was a pretty random group.
Okay.
But right. Wildwood is pretty fun. It's more fun to like see friends you never see than to play beach frisbee, I think.
It's the whole experience. It's like, agreed. You see friends you never see, which is this entire league. That's cool. Playing beach frisbee is fun. Like, you don't have to take it that seriously. Playing frisbee with like ex-tron people is like, in theory, fun, but probably not really. But then you get to like get pizza on the boardwalk and go to the ocean and like not have kids for the weekend. Like the whole thing. You go to like shitty Chinese food restaurant for dinner. Like, what's not to love?
You don't need to. I'm there. If you guys need like a slightly retired frisbee player who's still okay, you got me.
No, I'm more selling it to the broader audience, but I think we're making progress. If Randall is in and can bring like 2 to 3 other women with her, we have a team right now. So nice. I'm committed to making this happen. What so you retired from Real Ultimate, you're saying?
Yeah, I played I guess I've been a practice player for my old club team the last 2 years, but I do marathons now, which is
yeah,
more
you
of
post
like
a lot
old
about like,
person.
The maps on Instagram. It's not that interesting.
Well, to some people it is, I guess. Isn't your Instagram just pictures of pizza?
Well, first of all, I had a cult following, but I stopped that when I went vegan like 5 years ago. But people love that. Does anyone actually like your running maps?
Other runners do. Yeah.
But I don't believe that at all.
I think, there was a kid from my club team who was a Brandeis grad and he graduated in 2022, I think, 2021. So you're just hanging out with like multiple players were still in college, and they're just like literally doing TikToks, and I'm just, you know, you don't really want to spend your summer hanging out with those kids.
Who is it from Tron? Like, what's their Tron? I'm not gonna know him, but what's the Tron name?
I don't know his Tron name. He's like a New York kid. His name is Connor Chin. He's like very good. He is very good. He's probably the best player on the team.
Wait, he sounds Asian.
He's Asian, yeah.
So he's not Jewish.
I think there's a lot more Asians on the Tron team from the pictures I see once in a while, yeah.
Oh, nice. They like got rid of the Jews?
Yeah, I guess so. There's a new Brandeis policy about the Jews. Oh.
Yeah. Are you? I think they just sent an email this week about Alumni Weekend. Are you going to go?
It's the weekend of the New York Marathon, so I don't think so. But yeah, maybe. Are you going? I would love to see you there. Yeah.
If a lot of people went, I would think about it. But that's a really hard weekend for me because it's Halloween, which is like a huge holiday for kids, and also Fall League finals. I care less about Fall League finals, but it'd be really hard to not be there for Halloween.
What does your kid go as?
This year she is going as Princess Peach.
Do you and your wife have to do like a cup? Like, are you going to have a similar costume?
No. And if any of you dress up as like full family Halloween costumes, like, you should feel ashamed for yourself. Maybe that's a Tron Rex. Who's the most likely to do like a full family Halloween costume?
That's funny.
Hate those people. We go trick or treating with like all of our neighbors who like we're friends with and have kids. And like, there's like at least one of the families, maybe two, will do like a full theme like costume every year, and I just make fun of them so much.
I feel like in college you were like one of the people who would be like, you need to adhere to the random theme we've created for this like beer pong party.
Yeah, I mean,
dress, you're a real stickler to that.
Dress codes for a party is very different than like dressing up as like Star Wars characters with your kids or whatever you're doing. Like, one is cool because you're in college, and one is not because you're an old adult.
I feel like once you become a parent, you stop being cool, just like, period, though.
Exactly. So like, you shouldn't dress up as costumes with your kids. I'm trying to say, like, the thing is, every Halloween college party theme, there weren't really themes. It was just like girls dress kind of like slutty, right? Like,
yes. Yeah. But there was like, not even Halloween. I feel like one time you guys had like a dress like you're poor party.
Oh, I remember that. God, that's a great theme. Why did
Which
you do that?
Is problematic looking back. I mean, everything we did in college is all of shameful, but yeah.
That's actually going to lead very well into my proposed Tron ranks for the end of this episode. I remember I have a picture with Dory Zipperstein, and she's like just wearing like a trash bag.
Yeah. I know you're talking about. That was the party, the poor
dress
people
like,
party.
Dress like you're poor. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, especially for like a bunch of Jews, like that's like not even possible. Like, you always have like your backup Jew gold and shit. So I don't know.
I really didn't know rich people. Like, I knew like relatively well off people in Virginia, but like, I went to Brandeis and I was like, oh, there are actual rich people here. And they
are they? I don't know. No one I knew at Brandeis was like rich, I don't think.
I knew like someone who had like multiple like stairwells in her house, like to get to the same floor, like that kind of rich.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of those, like upper middle classy Northeast Jews.
Exactly.
Okay. So you retired from Ultimate, you're sort of a practice player, you're in for Wildwood, you run a bunch of marathons. Any life rankings updates? Do you have any like kids or wives or anything?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I invited you and your family to see me in the Philadelphia Marathon, and you were like, I'd rather die, I think was your response.
Oh, yeah. You did text me about that.
I said, hey, it's a cool thing to see with your family. You know, people are out. It's like a community thing. And you were like, I'm going to shoot myself in the face rather than to see you do a thing and to bring my family.
But didn't I like gave you some recommendations of where to like go to brunch afterwards, didn't I?
I think you did. You were helpful in that, but your response was pretty funny.
I did the part I was asked to do. Like, yeah.
In life rankings, I think I have, I still have kept my two children alive, so I have 2 points for that.
Yeah, how are your cats doing?
They're doing great. Thank you for asking.
What are their cat names?
Bub and Paw.
Okay. So I got it.
Yeah, that's the style. What else? I own my place in Brooklyn now. I bought a place.
Oh, that's
I get a point for that. Yeah, I get a point for that.
How does it compare to Moose's Indiana house?
It's in a much better location. It sounds like it's Moose has some decent space, though.
I believe you. Where in Brooklyn?
I'm in, like, Fort Greene, downtown Brooklyn area.
Yeah, I know that. Okay. So are you proposing your condo as a live draft? Yeah.
My one-bedroom apartment, that loft, will be great. Yeah, we can all sleep on the floor.
Could you fit us all on the floor? Seriously? Is it big enough?
On the floor, yeah. But I don't have a second bed.
Okay. Oh, we'll work on that.
Okay. So that's a point. I think since I talked to everybody last, I made partner my law firm. I think I get a point for that.
That is not a point at all. Like, career, you don't get points for career progression, I don't think.
I feel like this is a particularly, like, notable one. People know what that means.
People know what, like, it's just a promotion. Like, people.
What is your title? What, it's some bullshit thing, right? Like, four words and probably no one knows what it means.
I'm a partner at GoPuff.
You're not a partner.
No. I'm a senior director of delivery strategy and operations. Everyone knows what that means. Come on.
So when I said four words, I was short. It was actually six or seven right there.
Senior director, delivery, strategy, and operation. So six, but if you ampersand the and, which I often do,
yeah,
maybe
it's
five.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've done great in your career, too. You've come far from doing that side business with Fuse where you guys sold moving boxes. Do you remember this?
Yeah. Dormside Depot, man. That was a great starting hustle.
You've built that into an empire.
Okay, so you made partner, and it seems like you're proud of it. Is this like you've been at the same law firm your entire life, like post law school?
No. I do like civil rightsy, like class action stuff now. This is my second job. Cool. Yeah, I like. What would I do that you would know?
Like representing class actions of Uber drivers trying to sue Uber.
We do sue Uber we're on behalf of the drivers, I think, at some point, and something about, I think, the victims of sexual assault from the drivers. We do a lot of Uber cases.
Didn't you used to defend Uber at your previous law firm? I remember that.
Yes. Yeah. Now I'm on the good side-ish. Good side.
Okay.
So that's something. What else? No kids. Got a serious girlfriend, but nothing.
Oh, where is she there with you?
No, I'm in my office. It's the middle of the workday. I don't.
She's not like your secretary. She doesn't work at the law firm.
No, I've done that before. No, that's a bad idea.
As a partner, you've done that before?
No, I did that as an associate.
Yeah, it is a bad idea, but it seems like a worse idea when you're a partner.
Yeah, the age gap gets bigger and bigger as I get older, and so you can't do that, and you shouldn't do that.
Okay, so what is your girlfriend do? Is she also a lawyer?
No, she works for 60 Minutes, you know, the news show.
Where? Is she like she a producer? Like,
yeah, she does like reporting for them.
Okay, cool.
So she's cool.
Does she play Ultimate?
No.
Does she run marathons?
No, she's just a non-sports person.
So how did you meet her then?
Just on like a Hinge dating app.
Yeah, that's how it goes, isn't it?
That's kind of how it goes, yeah. I'm surprised that you kind of just met your college girlfriend and you've been together for probably like 20 years now.
We've been, well, actually, it is our 10-year wedding anniversary in like a month. We're going to spend the weekend in New York. Probably won't see you though, no offense.
Do you want to sleep over on my air mattress?
We need to book a hotel. I told her we could go somewhere nice. So I'm sure that's what's in her mind is your air mattress in Brooklyn with two cats.
It deflates a lot. And with two people, it definitely would deflate. But I'll give you a good deal.
So I don't know. But we've been together for 8 years before that. So 18 years, not 20. But first of all, I don't know why you're surprised. Like, I'm an awesome catch. Like, no one's going to break up with me.
But like you understand, you could, you know, break up. Is your, well, are you settling or are you reaching in your relationship? Would you say you're settling or you're reaching?
That's a great question. It totally depends on who you ask.
Well, I'm asking you.
If you ask anyone that knows both of us, they would generally say I'm reaching. But I think I'm probably settling to on par, I guess is probably the better way to put it. I think we're pretty much even. I'm definitely not reaching.
How would your wife answer that question? What do you think?
She knows the truth when she really thinks about it.
Okay. Okay.
This is all attorney-client privilege, though, so she can't actually listen to this, right?
Yeah, nobody can hear this, I hope.
Okay, but does your girlfriend want you to come on the podcast? That'd be like a new person. We don't get new people, like, ever.
Yeah, let me ask her. Every 4 years I come on the podcast, and so in 2028, if we're still together,
well, you should have asked her to bring her in for today.
I really like the last, maybe it was Noah you were talking to, and you were trying to remember the names of people's wives, and I you just clearly couldn't remember one of them, and it was very funny.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we need Wildwood, because I don't see any of you people ever, and we don't have like, if I don't do podcasts, yeah, so arguably the point is just maybe this league shouldn't exist, because we just, no one here actually needs to talk to each other other than Tron Chat, but I don't know. Does she live with you?
No, we'll move in soon, I think, but we haven't sort of firmed that up yet.
Gotcha. Okay. But, so you're not getting a life point for that. This is not an official life point.
No, but I'm like, you know, when you get to a certain age, if you want to have kids and you start dating a lot more intentionally, and this is that.
All right. My advice would be don't have kids, but you can do what you want to do.
That was one of the things I wanted to talk about with you. So, okay. Like, what do you do in your life that isn't with your family and isn't your job? Like, what do you do for fun? It's just, you go to summer league once a week. Is that your, like, NARF time?
Great question. So generally, like, NARF time starts at like 9 o'clock at night. On a normal night, kids will be asleep by 9, and then I get like 9 until I fall asleep, which is like generally 10:30 to 11. So I get like 2 hours every night.
But you're in your home. You can't like leave.
In my home, yeah. Oh, no, I can leave and do whatever I want. So like, there's like a couple, like, I'm friends with like a bunch of like dads like on my block or in my neighborhood. So like, if there's like, it's like Monday or Thursday, maybe we'll like get together, like watch like Monday night or Thursday night football, or like go to a bar once in a while. But that's like pretty rare. I play Fall League. So like once a week I have a Fall League game. I have like a standing poker night with some Uber friends. It happens like once every 2 months on like a Friday night. But generally, yeah, there's not a ton of non-family activities.
Do you want to go to Fuse's poker game? He invites a lot of people. You could definitely go.
Is it in person or is it virtual?
It's in Jersey, which is, I assume, close to you. You're in Philly.
Wait, do you go to that?
I have been a couple of times, yeah. Not recently.
I have a vague memory that, like, Anton went to that once. Is that true?
Anton did, and I think Lionel did too, but he was living in Astoria, I believe.
That is shocking to me, though, regardless of where you live, that Anton would willingly.
And they, like, brought friends. They brought, like, multiple people. And if I remember right, one of them brought a woman, and Fuse didn't like that there was a woman playing poker.
Sounds right.
Like, she knew how to, it wasn't as if she was like, oh, what are the rules? Like, she was a poker player playing poker at a poker night. So yeah, that was problematic for him.
I'm actively surprised, like, that one, both Anton and Lionel, but probably more Anton, would willingly go to Fuse's poker night. But even more surprised that they would, like, bring outsiders, meaning they like must have like vouched to their friends like, oh, like, let's, this is a cool place to go, right? Like, how could that possibly have happened?
I think that in like the post, like right when I got us out of school, this like league was pretty good, and there were a lot of podcasts, and it felt like a group. Maybe they didn't hate each other as much. I'm blaming the podcast. Yeah. Well, maybe Anton just has changed a lot. I didn't actually think everybody truly hated Fuse until recently. I thought it was like trolling, and I think that people might actually genuinely hate him or dislike him.
I don't remember. I don't hate him. Like, hate's a strong word, but I think I actively dislike him because everything he says is like annoying AF and stupid. Do you talk to him a lot?
I haven't seen him in a while. Maybe like at least a year.
Maybe you can see him at the alumni game together.
That's true. I do have some random Trons who I still see though.
Like who lives in New York? Like
So do you remember Jake Yarmus? Remember Ham?
Oh, Hambone. Yeah.
I'm going to his wedding next month. He's getting married.
Oh, good for him.
And he named his son after me, actually. True story.
Wait. He has a son, but is not married?
I think he's been with this woman. I mean, it's the same woman he had the kid with. They moved across the country together. I just think they were too lazy to get married, and it was COVID and whatever.
Okay. But and his son's name is Hudson?
Yeah, swear to God.
Actually?
Yeah. He named his kid after me.
But Hudson or Sean?
Hudson.
That's a good, all right, good for him.
I kind of, it's almost like an insulting to me, because if I were really close to him in his life, he'd be like, oh, you can't just name it after someone you know.
Yeah, that's fair. It means he obviously doesn't think about you enough.
But enough to invite me to the wedding, so I don't know. Did I lose you, Narf? Are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here. I asked, if you have a kid, are you going to name it Ham?
Oh, I didn't hear that. Yeah, that's a great name for a kid, Hamboner.
Yeah,
I'll think about that. I don't think that I don't know if they still do nicknames even on the team anymore. I feel like it kind of faded away.
Really? But,
yeah, I see him and I see Coco and I see Ringo once in a while.
Okay, I remember those guys. Yeah, because they live in New York, right?
Yeah, they're like big Knicks fans, and we go to Knicks games together. Or like, I'm going to Yankees game with some guys next week.
Are they? They're in that like NBA over-unders thing you do every year, right?
Oh yeah, I stopped doing that though. I gave up.
Okay, because I don't think I did it in a long time.
I do fantasy basketball with them, which was actually like a pretty fun league.
So what's your Knicks take for the season with Mikal Bridges?
I think they could beat the Celtics and win the East. I actually think they're that good. I think the Sixers are very overrated, and the Bucks are very overrated, and the Celtics kind of had a perfect season last year with all of their health and
everything. Extreme counterpoint. The Knicks are like the most overrated team in the league right now. I would bet you right now, if you said win the East, I'll give you even money. I think they lose in the first round.
I would bet that. Yeah, I mean they were the second seed and they got better, and all their players are in their primes.
Maybe. Are we sure they got better? I think Julius Randle's going to make them worse. First of all, I think Mikal Bridges is really overrated. I think Jalen Brunson had like a magical season and is not that good. Thibodeau's going to play them all 45 minutes. I don't know. I don't think they're that good.
Are you a Villanova? Do you care about that? Is that a team you support?
Yeah, I do like Villanova. I mean, I'm not a huge college fan, but when I follow college basketball, I root for Nova. Yeah, I get it. There's four guys from Nova on the team. Like, DiVincenzo and Hart, like, aren't good NBA players. They've been on, like, four teams. Like,
they both were incredible last. I mean,
yeah, anyways. You had a good run. You had a good run.
I think Tibbs is a very good coach. I think the minutes thing is pretty, it's kind of like a old like boomer take, you know. It's like they're fine. They can play. They're all like in 28. They can play plenty of minutes.
It's a take based on like data and analytics. If that's a boomer take for you, cool.
The thing was,
shoot 45 times in the playoffs. Like no one else could do anything.
Well, that's because fucking Julius Randle dislocated his shoulder on a weird like landing. That's a bad luck injury. That could happen to anybody.
See, I don't think he's gonna make you better though. I think he's gonna mess up what you guys had.
I think he's really good, but we'll see. What's your take on Joel Embiid getting paid $70 million when he's 35 for the Sixers?
Okay, first of all, that's a wild exaggeration. It's $69 million, not
70. Sorry, I shouldn't exaggerate.
I think it won't matter because we're going to fucking win the title for the next 3 years. So he can have his victory lap when he's 35. Cool.
The Sixers fans are incredible. I have like friends in my life who really support them and like,
Paul George is probably the best player in the NBA.
Every season, you guys suck in the playoffs and lose. And every fall, you're like, Joel Embiid is a god. He's an MVP. And then the same thing happens, and it's happened for 10 years in a row, where his team doesn't make it to the third round of the playoffs.
If I take off my Philly sports hat for a second, I actually do think – I don't think Embiid sucks, but I agree with how overrated he is. I'm not pro Embiid, and I do not think the Sixers are going to win the title. But I was serious about the Knicks. I do think the Knicks are overrated. I think Boston is like a mile better, and I think Milwaukee at full strength is better too.
Boston is definitely the best, which as much as it pains me to say it, but
I know.
Wait, we have 10 minutes left. So two things I want to cover. Okay. Tron ranks and your best friend, the guy who did MoviePass, is going to jail because MoviePass was a big fraud.
Wait, but what do I do with MoviePass?
You were like the person who told us all about it, and you told us it was legit. And you, I believe on a pod, I learned about it, I think, from you, because I got it. And then it was bullshit, and it never worked. And it was always like one showing of an entire theater one day you could like maybe use it.
But I didn't work for that. I had a friend of mine who got me into it. I thought it was really cool, so I got you all. I didn't realize I actually brought that up to the Tron community. Yeah,
I think you did. Well, he the guy who did it is now he pled guilty to securities fraud.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. And is that banned in your legal opinion to plead guilty to fraud?
Typically, it means you go to jail. Yeah, I think that's a bad thing to do. But Anton is a criminal lawyer.
Yeah, he wouldn't have pled guilty if that wasn't his best option. So I'm sure like he's gonna get off.
He'll get like I assume a better deal than he would have, but. He definitely was lying about his whole business model, which kind of anybody who paid attention could see that was what was happening.
Yeah, the problem was like, I forget what it was. It was like $15 a month for unlimited movies, but it would never work when you tried to like redeem.
Exactly, exactly.
I do remember, so I signed up. I think like it maybe worked once, and then like another time I got the theater and it didn't work, so I'd like buy the ticket myself. And then I think I like left it subscribed for like 6 more months before I remembered to cancel, which is what everyone did probably. Yeah, I mean, the premise was good. Unlimited free movies for a non-free amount, but it didn't work.
That's a great way to make money if you just lie about it working. That was exciting. That's it. That's all I had. The other thing is Tron Ranks. What do you got for us?
Well, so last week, Moose bringing his own Tron Ranks was awesome. What do you have?
I didn't prepare for that part. I assumed you had one in the quiver last time, so I was just gonna let you do that.
I don't think it's as good. I'm riding high for Priest and Tron Ranks. What do you agree with Priest and Vigo as like the ultimate parent couple?
I think Vigo is kind of an anxious guy. I don't know if that's the best to have in a parent.
Oh, so you would rather go Narf and Ed? That's fair. That's fine.
Your Ed take was hilarious because I think isn't your wife a teacher too?
She's a school social worker at it, so yes.
So you kind of were just hoping for like the female equivalent or the male equivalent of your wife. Like what's the closest approximation?
I guess so.
But no, that's a good take. You and Ed was a great take. The thing where Frogger wouldn't be interested in his kid unless he's doing something fun was kind of made me sad, but was also very funny. It was good. It was good. I got nothing on par with that. If you have something, let's do it.
I've got Tron Ranks. It is actually relevant based on like you're talking about like the crazy shit we did in college, and based on sort of the current environment gearing up for a big election. So I don't think we've done this before, but we'll do top three, bottom three Trons to run for political office.
Okay. Where do we start, top or bottom?
We start, I don't remember the rules. I think we start bottom, and you will have to go first.
I have to go first?
Or you can start top. I don't care. I actually don't even have all my answers top here either.
Well, you just sprung this on me. You go do one, and I'll do one.
Okay. Well, what do you want to do first, tops or bottom?
We'll do bottoms.
Okay. Now, I was going to say president, but I think just general political office is better. Because it just there's more variety. Okay. Bottom number one has to be Anton.
That's who I was thinking too. That's the only one I was certain of.
Like one, just the name. Like Americans aren't voting for Anton Pribish. Two, he's like way too short and kind of weird looking. Three, he might be communist. Four, just like there's gotta be shit in his history that like, I mean, there's shit on the podcast, let alone like digging deeper than that or the group me. That's just gonna like disqualify him instantly from public record. Four, five, like way too like imagine like fucking like Anton like on a debate stage. Like he just like he'd win the debate, but not in a way that people would want to vote for him. Right? He would just like correct the fucking grammar the entire time, and everyone would fucking like look at him and like be like, that's a nerd, not voting for him. So, like, Anton is the number one bottom in my mind.
I'm with you on that. I think I would also include... I think Priest is probably too smart and too unwilling to do the bullshit of, like, shaking hands and kissing babies and, like, listening to stupid people talk and be patient. I think he's kind of, like, an academic who doesn't want to, like, have to be around other human beings.
See, I don't know. Priest lives in D.C., so he's, like, caught up in the political sort of zeitgeist. He's like, famously patient with his kids. So you can put him on your bottom. I just don't know if I agree.
I think he's one of my bottoms, yeah. Who's your next bottom?
Okay, so you're saying you have Anton and Priest.
Yeah, that's my two so far.
And I only have Anton so far. I'm going to go Frogger. I just, like, in terms of, like, patience for, like, the political bullshit and all that, like, obviously Frogger. I also just think he's, like, just too, just, like, goofy in general. Like, you're not going to run on a platform of, like, more disc golf courses or, like, better access to Ultimate. I'm going to go Frogger. I couldn't see him, like, giving, like, a political speech. Like, he's, like, he's sort of, like, soft-mannered and, like I don't know. He's not, like, a rah-rah political guy.
Yeah, I think for, like, many of the similar reasons, I would put Lionel on there. I think he's probably too unwilling to do bullshit and, like, be friendly with people. And also, he's probably thinks he's too cool for it or too smart for it. And, you know, you got to, like, kind of put on a stupid grin and pretend it's fun. That's not really his game, I don't think.
Okay, so you have Anton, Priest, Lionel.
Mm-hmm.
I have Anton, Frogger, and I need a third. AWAF would be obvious, but I can't go with him.
It's always the obvious bottom. Yeah, him and Fuse are just the last one you pick.
I know. We won't go that way. I mean, the other obvious one is just, like, Noah for all the same reasons. I'm trying to think of one for, like, a better creative reason, right? You could go Lamb Chop because of, like, the orange hair and he's ginger and, like, people aren't going to vote for that. But, like, Noah, I don't think would even just, like, show up for any of the events, right? He would just not be a part of this at all. So I'll go Noah. So I'll go Anton, Noah, and Frogger for my bottom three.
I think if we're going to do tops, I think Noah's on my top.
We are going to do tops. That's how it
works. Yeah. I would put Noah first on my top because...
Okay, do all three of your tops. I don't like this back.
Okay. So I do Noah. Have you ever watched BoJack Horseman where Mr. Peanut Butter runs for governor?
I've not ever watched BoJack
Horseman. All right. Well, there's this golden retriever dog character who is really dumb and friendly and everyone loves him because he's, you know, an idiot and friendly. I think that's Noah's vibe. And if he were a politician, he would just be like... with a big smile on his face and fun and, you know, not meaning to, but, like, incredible at it.
Okay. I've got that exact same logic, but for a different trial, I'm going to say if not for Noah.
Okay. My second would be Moose. I think Moose is an obvious choice. I feel like he might've even been, like, the Brandeis president or Brandeis treasurer or something when he was there.
Yeah. Moose is, like, the natural, like, clean cut, political vibe.
Not a Jew. I think that's important to remember.
Agreed. Not a Jew. Like, he's got, like, the Midwest, like, he connects to the people. But he's also, like, an academic, and I don't think academics are, like, relatable for public office.
I think he's more of an administrator. I mean, he's, like, a guy who likes bureaucracy. Like, that makes him pretty good at this.
That's fair, but Moose has some, like, anger management stuff in the past. He used to get, like, really angry at small shit in college all the time.
We're going to move on from that.
Saunders.
The third one is hard. I don't even know. I'm looking at the list of people. I think Ed's tall. He's white. He's not Jewish. He's kind of like, you know, runs a classroom. I'm sure that's helpful. I don't know that much about him, but he's got a really positive ranking in my view. So
what about the proximity to Anton, though? You don't see that bringing him down?
Anton could be, like, the kind of sniveling, like, guy whispering in his ear, the evil behind the scenes who, you know, does all of the hard shit, you know, all of the, like, cutthroat shit.
Okay. So you went – I forgot who you went.
I did.
Ed,
Noah, and Moose.
Ed, Noah, and Moose. Okay. So the obvious top, for all the same reason you chose for Noah, but you put it on the wrong person, is Viggo. Right? Viggo is just like the like happy to be there. Maybe not the smartest guy in the room, like, but it's like has a smile on his face and shakes the hand. Like, he's relatable to the people. Like, Viggo is the common man.
It's fair.
Like, if anyone from this podcast, from this group, and my wife is calling me right now because I'm supposed to leave at 5, but we're going to finish the context. Like, Viggo is the common man.
Also, he's like, more like Tim Waltz than anyone in the league, you know, the vice president.
He's also, like, lived his whole life in New Jersey. He connects to the state. Like, he's like a Jersey guy. So Viggo number one. Like Viggo, like you get a beer with Viggo. Like that's like,
oh, yeah.
It's like political vibe. He's got the Tim Waltziness too. Two, I also had Ed. I think like Vigo's also a lawyer, right? Or nominally a lawyer. Like
yes. You and
Anthony can decide if he actually is a lawyer or not. But you gotta like there are professions that like lead better into public office, right? Like lawyers like always like run for office and shit because like prosecuting criminals, like that's why like academics and like data scientists don't like run for public office.
Right.
So Ed's got a school teacher. He's super tall. He's from Pennsylvania. Like he sort of got like maybe like make some Fetterman comparisons. Like Fetterman's like probably a little more out there than Ed is, I'm guessing. But like he's gonna just sort of like hunch over you and intimidate you to vote for him. Not Jewish. Teacher, like public servant already, works really well. He's married to me in this scenario and like raises our kids while I go out and work. So like I think Ed is the number two choice here.
He's the main parent and he's the politician. Wow, you're really bringing a lot to the table there.
You can do that. Well, I'm busy in this scenario too. Don't forget, I'm playing fall league. I've got a poker night every couple of months. I work really hard and do podcasts at my job.
Yep. Yeah.
There's a lot going on. The third, see, I think Priest could have been a top, but I don't know. They're the only two, like, obvious choices in my mind. I'm going to go Randall. I'm going to go Randall number three. So women can run for office, too, now. That's, like, a thing. Mm-hmm. She seems like, I don't know her that well. And I guess, like, I think she does, like, art history or, like, art conservation or something like that, which, like, maybe isn't a traditional career path into politics, but I always get the sense she's like kind of like enjoys bureaucracy and structure and leadership. And I think she's like, I don't know if she's a captain on bent, but she seemed like she's like she can like motivate the troops and the people and like she can like give the speech.
I see it. I see it.
She's got like the New York background, but now she's in the Midwest again. So I'm gonna go Randall. I will go Randall, Viggo, and Ed are my three political candidates.
Nice. All right, you gotta go.
I am now 3 minutes late to go drive my wife and kids to the park to meet some friends and eat pizza. Anything you want to go out on, Hudson?
No, I'm glad we're doing these again. This is great. It's more fun to listen than to be on, I think, but that's okay.
Well, someone has to be on, or I could just go solo. Are you saying I should just do solo pods?
I would listen to as long of a solo pod as you did, easily. Yeah. Every time.
By the way, I looked at your team and you suck and you're not going to win this year. That's my fantasy talk.
Yeah, my team is terrible. I don't know why you guys think I'm good at this. I'm not. I'm very mediocre.
You are. It's just everyone else. You're average. Just everyone else got super bad because of like the kid tax that we all pay in our lives. But so it be. All right, man. We can maybe talk Knicks and Sixers in a later podcast.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
All right. See ya.